This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more.
So we're talking about a pretty bold claim today. AI isn't a threat to doctors. It's their lifeline. Intriguing, right? Absolutely. And it's a claim backed by some serious concerns about the current state of healthcare.
Overwhelmed doctors? Sounds familiar, yeah.
Exactly. The article paints a picture of a system struggling to keep up.
And AI is the proposed solution? Let's dive in. So what's the core problem the article highlights? Why are doctors drowning exactly?
It's a perfect storm, really. Too many patients, not enough time, and too much paperwork. Burnout is rampant.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's not just the long hours, it's the administrative burden, right? A huge problem.
Precisely. Doctors are spending more time on computers than with patients. It's crazy.
So how does AI step in? Is it replacing doctors? That's what I'm wondering.
Absolutely not. The article emphasizes AI as a tool to assist, not replace. Think of it as a super efficient assistant. A really good one.
Like automating some of the tedious tasks?
Exactly. Handling paperwork, scheduling, even preliminary diagnoses, freeing up doctors to focus on what they do best, patient care. That's the key.
The article comes from BioLife Health Center. They seem to be pretty invested in this AI approach. What kind of services do they offer?
They offer a wide range of services, from medical evaluations and counseling to more specialized things like genetic testing and neurofeedback. Quite a bit, huh?
Wow, that's quite a comprehensive approach. And they're using AI to improve all of that?
That's the idea, improving efficiency and accuracy across the board, hopefully.
Can you give some examples of how AI could help with their specific services, like, say, memory tests?
Sure. AI could analyze test results much faster and more accurately than a human, identifying patterns and potential issues more quickly. A big help there.
And what about something like neurofeedback? That seems pretty complex.
It is, but AI could help personalize treatment plans based on individual brainwave patterns, making it more effective, potentially much more effective.
The center also seems to be heavily involved in research. They mentioned a neural biopsychosocial NBPS model. What's that all about?
It's a holistic approach that considers the interconnectedness of neural, biological, psychological, and social factors in health. A very broad approach.
So a more complete picture of the patient?
Exactly. And AI can help analyze the vast amounts of data involved in the model. It's a lot of data.
The article mentions AI ethical procedures. That's crucial, right? We don't want AI making biased decisions. That's a very important point.
Absolutely. Transparency and accountability are key. Making sure AI is used fairly and responsibly is paramount. No question.
So where do you see AI going in healthcare in the future? Beyond just helping doctors.
I think we'll see AI playing a much larger role in preventative care, personalized medicine, and even drug discovery. It's a big field.
That's a pretty exciting prospect, a future where healthcare is more efficient, more accurate, and more personalized. Sounds great. Any concerns about this AI-driven future in healthcare? Anything that keeps you up at night?
The biggest concern is the potential for job displacement. We need to ensure a smooth transition and retraining for healthcare professionals. That's a real worry.
A valid point. We need to make sure that AI is a tool for collaboration, not replacement. Absolutely. So, stepping back, what's the overall message of this article?
It's a call to action, to embrace AI not as a threat, but as a vital tool to address the urgent challenges facing healthcare today. A very important message.
It's a powerful message. It's not about replacing human expertise, but augmenting it.
Precisely. AI can help doctors do their jobs better, allowing them to focus on what truly matters, their patients. Exactly.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights. I appreciate it.